WMGR 930 AM and online at theentitledshow.net. Gotta get them website plugs in. Gotta love them. Donnie is still just playing around with stuff.
Yeah,
as always. Screwing everything up, but he's Donnie. You gotta love him. You can't hate him, so might as well love him.
You can't just like me.
He's so lovable. You gotta love him.
I'm like a cuddly teddy bear.
But this is The Untitled Show. I am Bob, in case you didn't know. I know a lot of people have been asking me, what is The Untitled Show?
Oh, and I'm the other guy. I'm the guy who just sits here and
says
lame
that,
comments
yeah,
in there.
That's great. Next story.
Yeah.
Sits in the corner while I make bad Michael Jackson jokes.
That was funny, man.
Everyone that asked me about that joke, it's like, I don't get it.
Well, everybody else laughed that I talked to. It was like, what?
I mean, it's one
everybody
of
thought I was really going to hyperventilate.
It's
seriously, my girlfriend's like, you're about to die.
It's one of them things where if you don't get it, it's one of those you had to be there moments.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I need to quit pressing buttons over here.
We're new at this, so.
We're not new at this. I'm just retarded and play with
stuff. We are in a new place. We are here at the WNJR Studios. Normally, this is done at either the boat basin or my house. So
it's here today, easy to come find my house.
Yeah. So, and the last episode that we did was wasn't that big of an adventure for us because we were still using our equipment. But now we are using equipment here at the studio. And I have a bad echo in my ear.
I don't hear nothing. Mine ain't that bad.
And we're sitting here trying to arrange our microphones, trying to figure out how to get this right. And Donnie's playing with a mix board over here, and I'm going to laugh when it actually does something to our audio.
Let me find a cord.
Phone call.
We got a phone call. Pick it up.
It's the fax machine.
No. We'll just wait till he gets over, yeah? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Receiving. Wow, it's receiving.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what they do. I think that's what they do, man.
But of course, this is The Untitled Show, as I have been saying. This is a show that is unlike anything else on this station. Totally new. I think you could tell just by the music alone.
Yeah, no, really.
So
slightly different.
So A, that's why we're on at midnight, and B, that's why we don't have any sponsors. We have no one right now.
But ourselves.
We're all alone. There's no one here beside me. And Donnie's doing this for free.
Hey.
Donnie doesn't like money. He hates money.
Oh, boo.
Whoa. This fax machine over here is freaking me out.
I'm glad I'm not sitting over there because I need to beat the mess.
What the hell?
That's one of the old ones, man. It's like a typewriter.
It's yelling at me. What did I do to you? Stop it.
Sounds like a freaking typewriter.
Clink, 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 clink.
It's going to blow up, man. Sounds like shark.
Can you hear that in your headphones? Oh my god.
Slightly. Slightly aggravating. I better quit playing with this.
What is... Oh my god. Hand me the mic out of the toolbox so I can mic this thing if it comes back on.
You want to mic the...
We're going to mic the fax machine, so...
Oh goodness, we got a lot to do today.
We're going to mic the fax machine so you can hear this dinosaur of a fax machine.
It's older than your grandmother.
So while we're hooking this up, let's see here. Let's get
to lib. How did I know y'all for that? Y'all knew I was going to do that.
On the internet show, he would just randomly just go, I want to live.
I want to feel.
Your sister complimented you on your singing.
Which one?
On last week's show that no one heard because we didn't say anything about it.
About my singing?
Yeah, someone sang. It was either me or you, and she liked it. I believe it was you.
Last week?
Yeah.
That was me.
That was you.
My song to my girlfriend. She heard it too.
Oh, yeah.
And she called and woke me up.
The...
I love you, baby. Yeah, and then I was like, frick this.
I can't sing. Those little breaks are not happening again.
Unless I need something to drink.
Well, we got something for that a little bit later on.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Everyone at that point called me and said, "What is your problem? This is so stupid. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it." So, yeah. Anyways, you want to get into some stories here? Because I'm sure people are loving this show right now.
We're not doing crud, y'all.
Well, it's kind of hard to do a show when Donnie is sitting over here playing with anything he can get his hands on. Stop it!
Dang it, man.
I'm going to have to start tying your hands down with crazy glue.
Nah. I don't want to be peeling skin off this desk for the rest of the night.
Well, a town in Ohio bans sheets as window covers.
And sheets as window covers.
Don't try to hang a blanket in a window in this Ohio town. The city council has banned the use of blankets, garbage bags, newspaper, or other unsightly items in place of curtains.
Newspaper. Newspaper.
I guess I can't live there.
Trash bag. That's dang sad. You got to use a newspaper, man.
Hey, man. You got yesterday's news?
Yeah, man, it's in the living room. People living
standing,
room window.
People standing around the outside of the house going like, "Well, I didn't know about that." Yeah. Well, it's going to be sunny today.
Cook out tomorrow.
Shades, mini blinds, and other conventional window coverings in houses and apartments must work and be hung properly, according to the law approved 8-1 on Monday, last Monday. Sheets sewn to look like drapes will also be acceptable.
Sheets sewn.
Sewn.
To look like drapes.
Violators will receive warnings and could face up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
6 months in jail for putting a newspaper in the window. What is our country coming to, people? I mean, if you're a hobo, you're done for. It's over. You're done.
You can't sleep on newspaper. You can't live in a cardboard box. I don't care if you cut a window out or not. I don't care if it gets drafty in here. Just freeze, man. Get by you some freaking curtains. Well, I know you ain't got a job. You're living out of a box.
I better shut up. I got it kind of out of hand there.
Just throw a curtain over it. It'll be fine.
Throw a curtain over it. Make a teepee.
Teepee?
Teepee.
There was no intent to turn our inspectors through this ordinance. What? Wait a minute. I hate how some people in Arizona type their news. Okay, let's just skip that line. Cleveland State University law professor Alan Weinstein said the city might have a hard time making the new law stick. Yeah, I'm sure people have a hard time sticking newspaper to windows, too.
Yeah, that too. I was wondering how they got that to work.
Damn it. Oh.
Junk. Next!
We mentioned this about last week about these people with MySpace.
Gotta love it.
Stuff like what I'm about to go through has been happening for years, but now that MySpace is so big, they now have something to pin it on. Am I right there while you're playing with the mix board still?
Yeah, you're correct. Ow!
I just smacked him in case you couldn't hear that. And now he's getting ready to punch me when we go to break. cracking his knuckles. But I don't have a printout of this, so I'm going to have to go off what I heard on the news. This teen...
Will you quit?
Sorry. This teen decided that she wanted to go to meet a guy that she met on MySpace from Jordan.
They got MySpace in Jordan?
They got MySpace all over the world.
Okay, let's see.
Let me get my bamboo keyboard.
Well.
Hey, monkey, bring me a beer.
She convinced her mom to get her passport and told her that she was going to Canada with friends.
Slick.
The male friend bought the tickets for her to go to Jordan. And when she arrived in Jordan, her mom had already figured out what was happening, and Jordan police told her it would be best for her to turn around and go back home.
How did she find out?
Through the daughter's friends.
Oh, they're really friends.
Now get this. When they interviewed her on TV, she said, "I don't blame my daughter, I blame MySpace." Oh no, your daughter never does anything wrong.
Yeah, it's all MySpace's
fault. The website made it up. The website forced her to go to Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
Bought her the ticket and everything.
Speaking of, my daughter would never do anything like that. One thing about MySpace is that around spring break, people decide to put photos up of themselves on the beach having fun. Well, what are you doing, Donnie? You can't say, can you? Wow, your mouth sounds full. Why don't you swallow it? This is why we need TV.
Yeah.
We need video. But as I was saying, there's a few teens from this area that on their MySpace, there's pictures from their spring break. They're in Panama City having a good time. And Donnie, can you guess what's in their hands?
No.
I couldn't believe it myself. It was beer.
Oh, God! They don't do that. They do that at spring break?
Oh, my God!
I didn't know they did that.
My 17-year-old child would never do that. they'll spray paint at school, but they won't drink beer on spring break.
Yeah.
If you understand that reference.
Yeah. Burrito.
Is this the most ridiculous show you've ever heard? People are
turning. Please email us if you think so.
People are turning away, going, "What is their problem? They're not funny. They're kind of stupid." Yeah.
That's our catch.
We are never good all the time. Why do you think we used to only have a show a month?
Hey. We got a hook. They're like, what are they going to do stupid next? What else are they going to say retarded? Oh, I appreciate that.
Okay.
People love the sound effects. That's probably the best thing people love. It's about.
Why don't you sit here and click them auto?
But back to the MySpace, what I was talking about. We have two stories here about MySpace, two official stories. They come from the same area, too.
Are you serious?
They're like 3 miles apart. A suburban teenager faces felony harassment charges.
Well.
Accused of threatening the life of a school official on his MySpace.com blog.
Okay, haven't we already had a story like this before?
Police said the 14-year-old posted the unspecified threat on the popular network site at the beginning of the school year. It was discovered by police officials until the. It wasn't. God, oh my God.
Gotta love it.
It wasn't discovered by school officials until the day classes ended. For the year. His case has been offered, referred. His.
Could I just keep my finger on the button? Or should I start reading?
I hate you, Donnie. Yeah, you were too scared to read last week.
Yeah.
His case has been referred to juvenile authorities, and he was released to his parents' custody. There we go. I got it out finally.
Yes.
One school official said dealing with such threats is a new phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
But added it's something the schools will have to cope with. Another school district last month put rules in place to start holding students accountable for posting on internet blogs and similar sites. How can they do that?
Huh?
Next one. A picture on a MySpace website brought police to the door of a family's apartment, and now it could put the family out on the street.
Did they have newspapers in the window?
I'm serious.
Okay.
Wall Street Journal. Well, it's the good paper.
It's Charmin Ultra.
Yeah. Please roll my house.
The pictures of a 14-year-old with two BB guns tucked into his shorts.
Okay.
Prompted a neighbor to call police and the landlord. Why would that?
What?
Why would that make you call police?
I don't know. He's got BB guns. It's over. Oh, we're going to die.
Now, because of the pictures, the teenager's family has been given 7 days to get out of their apartment.
God bless America.
Oh, Jesus. The parents, the kid's mom. I know you want to hit it.
Oh, good Lord.
There we go. The kid's mom knew he had a MySpace page and knew he had a BB gun, a gift from his aunt or aunt.
Auntie.
Auntie, just to give you a clue of. But she didn't know the combination of the two would cause so much trouble. The mother said he spent about 4 hours a day on MySpace. It was his space on the popular website that may ultimately cost his family their home. A picture of him with two BB guns tucked into the waistband and another picture of an arsenal of weapons were the final straw for the managers of the apartment complex.
Kids can't have fun with little BB guns anymore. He's gonna shoot my canary.
I threw the newspaper. When another resident saw it, the family was given 7 days to get out. His mother was astounded.
Well, duh.
Okay.
Enough of that.
Is there actually a picture?
Yes, but it's just of the reporter standing in front of the house, which is kind of stupid why they would do that.
I want to see the BB gun in his picture.
What are you drinking that you have to spit out?
It's nasty Powerade, man.
Don't say it's nasty.
The fruit punch is nasty.
The fruit punch is awesome. Stop it.
I like
it.
The mountain blast or whatever.
Think about what you're saying. Think about what you're saying.
Huh?
I don't get it either.
You lost me.
It don't take much. It does not take much.
Dun, 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 dun,
it does not take much to lose you. Trust me. Am I going to have to put the mic like right here for everyone to hear me? Donnie is in another world. I don't know what's
wrong. Today. It's Monday.
I don't know what is wrong with him. And don't use Monday as an excuse because it's 8 o'clock on a Monday.
It's 8 o'clock?
Oh, my God. Okay, you have had a long day.
It's been a long day, man.
It's been a long day. Anyway.
You can't say that.
I didn't say anything.
To continue.
There won't be a honeymoon for Ali Ajihiri and Marine Hurst, at least not yet.
Not yet.
There wasn't even a wedding because police were called before the couple got a chance to walk down the aisle. Why do you think police were called?
Somebody got in a fight. Somebody got shot. Domestic dispute.
The ceremony was at the little hotel in Aspen and was called off this weekend after a couple got into a fight the night before.
The couple.
The couple.
I thought it'd be somebody else.
Under conditions of their $250 bond, they had to stay away from each other.
That's really going to last a long time.
Police Sergeant Steve Smith said both the bride and groom were arrested and each is accused of throwing punches. Investigators said the wedding eve beef. Jesus. It's Monday. Give me a break. Investigators said the wedding eve beef. Who uses beef? Hey, I got beef with you, man. Started
beef it up
with the bride to be and the groom's sister yelling at each other.
Okay.
If that makes any sense to you, email us at feedback at theentitledshit.net. Cut.
Scratch.
Cut that. I think we need to take a break and we need to reorganize. We're kind of loopy right now.
We're loopy.
You see what I have to put up with? Jesus Christ. So, I guess we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got some more stories and also something interesting for the Bainbridge area. Keep yes. listening. This is The Entitled Show on WMGR at 9:30 a.m. Welcome back.
Hello.
We've had time to recover.
Get our wits about us.
I think we're okay now.
Maybe.
I think we're okay now, but Donnie, he starts off the show playing with some more stuff. Jesus, stop it. As he drinks his happy crack.
I ain't got my marker. I would probably just put... Yes.
Yes, you deserve that
I didn't even make it out of the song.
I know. Well, that happened last week, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure people are just loving that little music interlude we had there. Did I use the right word?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not a dictionary, man.
Well, what do I keep you around for?
Entertainment.
Well, we got to talk about something very interesting. Hopefully this will take up a little bit of time here. You know, this is a TV station here, right?
No. Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to please stop playing yourself.
I'm trying to stop.
Am I going to have you tape your arms down?
You may have to.
While the music plays in the background. I kind of like this.
You have some tape for real. I'll tape my hands again. I ain't even playing.
But, you know we play sports here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a certain radio station owned by a certain person has purchased the TV rights for a certain high school's football season. I'm not saying anything about who it is or anything like that. Donnie's giving me hand signals.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I'll go for a pass.
I'm trying to figure out who it is.
I'll tell you after the show, but anyway, this guy, I can understand the radio rights to this, to the Bearcats. Oh, well. Whoops. I can understand why this guy wants the radio rights, but why he wants the video rights, I have no idea. Because unlike us, he does not have a channel to play it on.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So
he bought TV rights and he doesn't have a channel?
So guess how you will be able to get the video of the football season? Well, we're not going to say what school. I'll get that out. There's only two ways that this is possible, and it's going to be hard either way. There's no easy way to do this. A, by downloading. Can you imagine a 3-hour video file?
Yeah, a football game.
Holy crap, I mean.
I'm not sitting there for 3 hours watching a football game on the internet.
And that's the second one. Streaming video. I mean.
Do they have a website?
Yes.
Okay, they do.
Out here, where me and Donnie live, we are on dial-up. No one outside of the city limits is going to sit there and wait to watch a game for 5 seconds, buffering, buffering, buffering. Watch another 5 seconds, buffering, buffering,
yeah,
buffering.
For real.
Get a grip.
I don't know why I did that. Continue.
I mean, the only reason why he did that was to make sure that we wouldn't get it. And this is public knowledge to everyone, so I don't want anyone to be, oh, I can't believe they're talking about this. It's public knowledge. People talk about it in the Walmart parking lot. I mean, so what's the big deal? Us talking about it, I mean, we don't have to keep anyone happy. Well, we do, but... And... We need video cameras so badly. This will make this show so much funnier. It'll make it twice as funny as what it is now, so twice of nothing is nothing.
Zero. Well, zero. Give me a pump. Thank you.
I think I pointed that out.
I did deserve that.
I think I pointed that out before you went, zero! You're just so happy I have some head. Zero!
Yes, I got it!
You got it? Zero!
Where's my prize?
It ain't in this cereal box. Anyway.
It's not Frosted Flakes.
So if you think it's retarded about the whole video thing, let us know your thoughts, and we'll read them next week. It's feedback at theentitledshow.net. Give us your feedback and, you know, show
we'll feed it back.
Show us some love.
A lot of love in me.
I need more than just one email from Donnie's sister that wasn't even to me, really.
We're so neglected.
I know. No one loves us. Everyone, all of our listeners were away to music camp.
All these books are aggravating me because they're not all the way up and stuff.
That's because they're being used and they need to be pushed down.
See if I remember the combo here. Hang on. Yes. I think I got it.
This show is so retarded. We deserve to be shot.
No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. You can't touch it.
I'm trying to put it back where it was. Oh, man, we are not going to be back next week.
Bye, y'all.
This has been fun.
I thought we wouldn't come back this week.
Well, you can thank me for coming back. Michael Jackson. Oh.
Yes.
What is that famous line by Lewis Black? There are some things you don't even need a punchline for.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. You just get an image of that weird, deformed little prick, and you just laugh.
Like,
is he white? Is he black? Who knows?
Bubbles. Little bubbles.
This show stinks.
On ice.
Give me I think what we might do is we might cut this show down to 30 minutes, and then play the best of the first episode. they kind of give everyone a look back at, like, hey, look at what you missed.
That would work.
That will work. Hey, go me. Another great idea. Another great idea. Police officer dresses in drag to catch red light runners.
What? What? Hang on. No. No.
Yes, 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 yes.
Huh? This has got to be in England.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, my goodness. That just makes it funnier.
I got the picture right in front of me, and it's irritating the crap out of me. It's just so funny. Look at that. It's a big black guy in drag. Wow, you are a lovely young little girl, aren't you? You have broad shoulders. Wow, you are a lovely gal.
Nice knife stick.
Wow, look at that Adam's apple. Is that a knife stick in your pocket? You're just happy to see me.
Yeah. You need a facial wax.
Bikini wax. Yes, I've managed to gross out Donnie.
Stretch that.
Just like Michael Jackson. Okay, I went too far with the joke.
Scratch that itch.
There was a very unusual traffic operation underway in South Florida on Thursday. Police were pulling over undercover. Police were going undercover to catch red light runners. Commuters in West Palm Beach may have noticed a rather large woman sitting near one of the area's busiest intersections. But she was really a he.
That was creepy, man.
The undercover officer is dressed in drag to hand out tickets to people who run red lights. He goes by the codename Officer Delicious.
Oh my god. Can you really take somebody seriously when they walk up there like that?
Okay.
Stop it!
Tard!
Can you really take an officer seriously when they walk up to your window and drag?
I don't think so.
There's no way.
I'm having a hard time.
There's no way.
That monkeys might fly out of my butt.
Okay, that one's kind of out of sync. Or continue with this. I gotta see what.
Over the past.
I need some Tylenol.
Hello, next week. Over the past couple of months, Officer Delicious.
I like to go under the covers, baby. Under the covers.
You got a pretty mouth.
Hey, boy.
Look at my cute new jeans.
Hi, Big Daddy.
That was creepy, man. He walked down the street going,
Hey, boy.
Look, he's got his hand, like, all prissy.
I know, man.
You look mighty cute in them jeans.
That's he's got that. Then a purse, too.
And a purse.
To top it off.
That's a bad wig. Look at that. Officer Delicious.
Like Marilyn Manson.
Oh, that would be an improvement. Donnie's hyperventilating again. Line of the week. There we are.
Number two.
Officer, am I finally going to be able to get the sentence
officer
up?
Down.
Give him CPR.
No, I ain't even going to say that one.
Mouth to mouth.
Officer down on his knees. Can you imagine that street corner, too? Maybe right back. Are you working?
Dump anyone, please.
Are you working?
Can someone catch that, please? Anyone in the booth, can anyone catch that for us? Please tell me that didn't get recorded. Oh my god.
You should cut us off when we start getting really bad.
I'm going to try this again. Officer Delicious. I can't get over it. I mean,
Officer Delicious.
Was the operation called Operation Honey Bun?
It's no, Operation Black Beauty.
The Bold and the Ugly.
Operation Black Beauty.
Oh my god. Officer Delicious has been on the job at all the very busy intersections.
I like how they put it, on the job. At busy intersections.
Oh, all over the city in various get-ups. And she has been very successful in taking a swipe against crime. Here's a quote from Officer Delicious. So far, although traffic is a little slower than usual due to school being out, we are still being quite effective pulling over numerous violators running the red light today. They weren't pulling over because you made them for the red light. They were pulling over thinking you were a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Each driver is handed $183.50 ticket for their violations. On one occasion, Officer Delicious... Why would they reference to him?
I don't
like
know.
That? Wrote 74 tickets in just under 90 minutes. Wow, that
Whoa.
Must...
Whoa!
There must be a lot of weird people in West
you
Palm Beach
lying.
for 74 people to pull over for him.
Over What's that woman want?
Over the past few months, an undercover officer has posed as everything from a utility pole repairwoman to a surveyor, construction worker, and even an eccentric homeless man.
With newspaper. The Wall Street Journal. I'm going to go back to that every time.
Oh my god.
So is it always him dressed up as women?
No.
A woman hobo?
No.
Woman?
No, when he's a homeless, when he's dressed up like a homeless person, he dresses up like a man. Why would you show a picture of him and be like, hey, at this intersection, there's going to be a woman, but it's going to be a man.
Yeah.
And if she walks up to you, she's going to hand you a ticket and just call her Delicious and give her $5 to tell her to go away. I'm not interested.
Yeah. Not interested. Keep going.
Now, I think this one is actually going to top it. Here we go. Are you ready?
This tops Officer Delicious.
Put on your laughing hats, folks.
Officer.
Because who knows if we're going to be back next week. Judge orders rock, paper, scissors to settle dispute. I quit. I give up. I can't keep doing this.
That's how our judicial system works now. Well, you killed him? Scissors, you lose. You're going to jail, brother.
1, 2, 3. Electric chair.
1, 2, 3. You shot her. No, that's a gun.
You ruined the story.
Dang it, man.
Hey, guess where this was at? I'm guess where it was at?
England.
Wrong. I'll give you 2 more choices.
Florida.
It was somewhere in Florida. You gotta be more
Palm
specific.
Beach.
One more guess.
Miami.
Wrong.
Dang.
Home of the Buccaneers.
Tampa.
Tampa. Gotta love Tampa.
Man.
Gotta love Tampa. Gotta love.
Yo, that monkey's might fly out of my butt.
Really?
Really, I love... A federal judge miffed at the inability of opposing authorities to agree... Wow. On even the slightest details of a lawsuit, ordered them to settle their latest dispute the old-fashioned way with a game of rock, paper, scissors. And an order signed Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Gregory Presnelli scolded lawyers for their inability to agree on a location where they can take the sworn testimony of a witness in an insurance lawsuit. The judge ordered both sides to meet at a neutral location at 4 p.m. June 30th.
Oh my gosh.
To play a round
best two out of three
of the hand gesture game, often used to settle childhood disputes. If they can't agree on a neutral location, they'll play on the steps of a federal courthouse. Where's that keyboard? I need to whack myself in the head. Donnie's slowly taking off his headset. He can't take this anymore. He's don't leave. Don't come back. Come back. But put your headset back on, you idiot. Your horrible hat here.
I didn't even get a comment for that one.
Phenomena.
Freaking retarded.
Tard.
If the loser disputes the game's outcome, the lawyer can appeal the judge at a hearing on July 7th.
Oh. You're gonna appeal a game of rock, paper, scissors.
He tricked me. He went rocking and stuck his two fingers out.
Yeah. I promise
I win this time.
I got evidence.
Oh my god.
They're gonna go to court over whether or not the rock, paper, scissors game was fair.
Oh my god.
My stomach hurts.
Rock, paper, scissors has become a serious competitive business in recent years, with regional tournaments determining the players in a world championship.
They've got the world championship of rock, paper, scissors.
Last year, officials of the auction houses of two people engaged in a game of rock, paper, scissors to decide who would get to sell a $17.8 million collection of art offered by a Japanese electronics company. Wow.
I just shot the other guy and walked out with it.
Who says that topped the the officer?
Yeah.
Oh.
How in the world? Man, I ain't even got no comment.
And they're going to demonstrate what, instead of using their fist, they're going to demonstrate what they pick with newspaper off windows.
Yeah.
I went too far for that one. Anyway. Man hands over wife to pay debt.
I love you, honey, but I'm broke.
We love to amaze on this show.
I don't know where you get this crap.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but I'm not saying, because then they won't listen anymore. A Romanian man has handed over his wife to a creditor as payment for his debts.
Where's this at?
Romania.
Well, they ain't that
good. Man gave his wife to 72-year-old Zestina. When he turned up on his doorstep to collect a 1,800 euro debt. The man said, I had no money to pay the debt, and when I told the man... What? Okay, the guy said he'd take his wife instead. I was scared what he would do, and so I signed a document saying that she would live with him. But the woman says the deal has proved better for her.
Oh...
Before, I had to clean the house and look after our three children on my own. Well, he did nothing, but now I am treated like a guest and hardly have to raise a finger. Hey, can I be used to pay off debt?
Yeah, for real.
Just don't send me off to Michael Jackson's house.
Nah.
Oh my god, you gotta love this. You gotta love it. You know you love it, Donnie. Donnie's just shaking his head. He's dumbfounded.
I'm stunned, man.
I love how I was amazed Donnie with my stupidity with finding material for this show.
First we got chocolate delicious cop.
This is a
rock,
show
paper,
recap.
Scissors, gravel.
A show recap with 15 minutes to go.
Yeah, there we go.
And a freaking guy who just gives up his wife to an old 90-year-old man because he's broke.
Yeah.
What's next?
Speeding man was drying wet car. Donnie has...
Continue.
In Amsterdam...
Oh, that's in England.
Police con... What? Police confessed... Confiscated. Police I lost my teeth.
Confiscated.
Police confiscated the car and driver's license of a Dutchman caught speeding who said he only wanted to dry his car after he had washed it. The 27-year-old was stopped in Amsterdam after driving 68 miles per hour. 68 miles per hour or 108
kilometers per hour.
Okay, 50 kilometers per hour over the speed limit. There you go. Because he did not have his driver's license with him, his clean car was confiscated until he produces it. That was short.
That was bizarre.
And I made a reference to... Oh, lost my teeth, so... Let's go ahead and let's talk about this. In Wisconsin.
Finally, America.
A man is tickled pink. Oh, ho, ho.
A man what?
By his newest purchase, an 8 feet tall flabber. Oh my god.
Good, man.
Flabber.
Flabber. Flabber.
A man was tickled pink. Oh, ribs, ribs, ribs. By his newest purchase, an 8 foot tall fiberglass flamingo.
8 foot tall flamingo.
Yes.
In the front yard.
Yes.
That's taller than his freaking house.
Fred Kropp of Madison bought the giant pink flamingo from the city of Oshkosh for $715 in an internet auction.
He's got too much money.
It's kind of become a got-to-have kind of mentality, he said. You can find little lawn ornaments, but not an 80-foot flamingo. I think there's a reason why.
Yeah.
Because they look stupid.
Stupid.
They look stupid.
The little flamingos look stupid.
It kind of... Hey, oh, crap.
I want some tater tots.
Make your own joke there. Kropp donned in a pink flamingo shirt, took possession of his bird Friday, struggled to get it into his minivan.
It's 8 foot long.
The city posted the flamingo for sale for $2 after police picked it up a few weeks later and found property that was never claimed.
Who had an 8 foot flamingo in their yard to start with?
Kropp has big plans for his big bird. He said he'll sink it into his property off the Wisconsin River. Wiver.
Wiver.
My God. What is wrong with me? Off the Wisconsin River.
R-I-V-E-R.
A place affectionately known as Flamingo Cove.
Well, duh.
I wonder what he's going to do with that flamingo.
No comment.
Doo-doo-doo.
Phenomenal.
Oh my god, is it an hour yet? Can we go home now? I'm looking into the room and they're all shaking their head. No. I hate them guys in there. I wanna go home.
What's the time?
I wanna go home.
11 minutes and 30 seconds.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just sit here and talk about life stories. Then.
We'll
make them want us to go home.
Yeah, just sit here and be quiet.
Yeah, okay, let's just see how quiet we can be before someone comes in here banging on the door. Get that looked at. You gonna get that looked at?
I may. Looking bad, that, don't
it? That's nasty. Yeah. Are we still on?
Not really.
Yeah, might as well get comfortable. Get rid of this belt. There goes that. Take off these boots. Cover your nose. I'm sorry. I farted.
Oh, those are your feet.
No, the feet's worse. Take off his shirt. There it goes. Okay. There we go. Someone came in and knocked on us.
So, dudes.
Whoops. We're busted.
Whoop the freaking do.
What are you going to do about it? You're like that, huh? That's bad. We're all the way across the room and the mics are still picking up the damn thing knocking.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who it is?
Housekeeping, you want pillow? Okay, Jesus, we're getting back to the show.
You let me to clean toilet.
So, are you really getting that limit? Can you hand me that newspaper? I gotta cover up that window.
No, we didn't get a sheet up there.
Anyway.
We have plywood on the window.
Yeah, we're in the green screen lounge, as I call it. Faulty number, call sex operator. That got Donnie's interest.
What? Let me read that.
This guy, no, okay, you want to read it? Read it. Let's see if you can tell any difference between my reading and his.
Faulty number, call sex operator.
Here we go.
Joan Chipcar didn't know what to think when she called her Medicare provider Monday and was greeted by a salty voice.
Tard!
If you don't stop that.
What? I ain't doing anything. This guy's in the room. Did the door just open? Like, okay, read the story. I won't mess with you anymore.
Chill.
Read the story.
Where was I at? I'll just read and let you do whatever.
A monkey's might fly out of my butt.
Joan Chipcar didn't know what to think when she called her Medicare provider Monday and was greeted by a sultry voice in the mood for something. Some stim. Shit.
Tard.
You made it bad on me, man. In the mood for some stimulating conversation, the woman cooed.
Whoa,
that was weird. And then directed Chipcar to another number. That doesn't sound like United Healthcare, Chipcar thought, but punched the new digits anyway. Seductive music came on the line, followed by, "Hey there, sexy guy." She hung up.
Stop it!
Chipcar, 74, had mistakenly been led to a phone sex line by her Medicare provider. Ultra Healthcare's Medicare Complete. A typo in a physician and healthcare provider directory listed the number of the sales and enrollment office as that of a service called Intimidate Encounters.
Stop it!
The company caught the error with the directories were originally printed in March, but some slipped into the market, said Dominique Washington, a spokesperson for United Healthcare. We immediately suspended distribution, she said. Only a handful got out. Go ahead. I knew you were going to tell me. Chipcar picked up her directory last week when she attended a United Healthcare seminar at the Golden Core Buffet and Grill. And
stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Stop
it!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
You read it in half now.
I wasn't even listening. I have no idea where you are. Tony's really mad.
Not a fourth. Put it together and read it. Hang on.
Where were you?
Can you find the other piece?
No. It's probably up your anus. Oh my god. Okay.
Right here.
Right there. We immediately suspended distribution. Only a handful.
Hee-haw! Since I can't read the mouse over there. Got your phone there.
No. No. Phone.
Start reading it correctly, man.
Phone or I'll do something. I'll cry.
Sit on your butt.
Yeah.
I gotta pee like a racehorse.
You know what? This story's boring. Let's move on. Because you read it. You ruined it.
You ruined
a funny story. A Weld County, Colorado Democratic Party volunteer is due in court August 10th after allegedly leaving an envelope full of dog feces at a congressional member's Colorado office. Not on fire? What's the point?
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Authorities said a pre-printed return address on the envelope...
Don't put that envelope in your window. For real, that's a fine. That's a fine nowadays. Does that include the American flag? Can you hang the American flag in your window?
No. I even called and asked about that. I did research.
It's not even right, man.
Authorities said a pre-printed return address on the envelope was blacked out, but staffers for GOP Rep. Marilyn Musgrave turned it to Catherine
Izzy
through a 9-digit zip code still on the package. Told the AP that she did not leave the envelope. Oops, excuse me. But said it wasn't in the office doors; it was in the
foyer. God, you can't read.
What is that?
It's a little entranceway.
Musgrave spokesman Sean Kinney is demanding an apology from the state rep. Musgrave's likely Democratic opponent, Angela Pacquion.
Everything you say sounds like an Asian name.
Spokesman James Thompson said she had nothing to do with it.
Did she
really have nothing to do with it? This show stinks.
Let's see how bad you freak up. Oh, I thought you were going to keep going with it.
This show stinks on ice.
Hey, that's my line.
Jesus. No, your line is something you can't do anymore because it's talking about butts and having them. And he's got his knife out again. We cut all that out, didn't we? Well, that makes me look like an idiot, but anyway.
I'll stop.
Yeah.
We only got a couple minutes, man.
For a second, you'll stop, yeah. But, yeah, so... this has been fun. MySpace.com/TheUntitledShow is if anyone's listening anymore.
Bye.
Well, we're not leaving yet.
Oh, shit. Cut. Dang it! That's the first one I've done all day.
It's the first actual cuss word ever on the new show.
Dang it.
Wow.
And I had to be the one to do.
Yeah, that's number one. We need to start keeping score with this.
Uno.
Uno. Numero Dos. Uno. Numero uno. Yeah. So that's the first one. That's the first of many I have a feeling. This show sucked. I promise you, the shows will get better because actually...
We're running out of stuff to talk about.
Mr. Donnie here, me and him are going to have a little discussion after the show.
Sounds good.
But, Donnie is still playing with his boots. I don't care if it is the end of the show.
About missing a foot there.
Whoops. Anyway, I think it's time for us to go, don't you?
I was loving it.
I think it's time for us to go.
Bisexual chocolate.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Delicious.
You've been listening to The Entitled Show at WMGR 930 AM. For more information, go to theentitledshow.net or myspace.com/theentitledshow. Thank you for listening, and hopefully see you guys next week.
And don't hang newspapers in your window.
Kyle!